Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and it's great to be with you. Since May 2022, the Reserve Bank has lifted the cash rate 13 times to its current level of 4.35%, the highest it has been in over 12 years. Not that most of you will need a reminder of that, of course. Could things be set to change, though? The prevailing consensus among economists and other experts outside of the Reserve Bank seems to be that we've reached the peak of the current hiking cycle, barring anything unexpected happening, of course. So, when could interest rates start coming back down? And how can Australian homeowners and savers start to prepare for lower home loan and savings rates at some point in the near future? Well, to dig into those questions and more, I'm pleased to say that we're joined today by Rachel Wastel, personal finance expert at financial comparison website Mozo. Rachel, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
You are very welcome. It's great to finally get you on the podcast. Now, for clarity's sake, I should say that we are recording this episode a couple of days after the Reserve Bank Board's meeting in mid-March. So first of all, Rachel, has the RBA itself given us any indication of the action it might take on the cash rate in the near future?
Yeah, so the Reserve Bank's meeting earlier this week, they decided to hold the cash rate at 4.35%, but essentially, what's interesting to look at when the RBA comes out with a statement is what's in or left out of the statement in comparison to the statement before. And what was interesting was that there was a shift in that outlook. So in February, they did hint at those potential future rate hikes, whereas in the March statement, they didn't really specifically mention anything about raising rates. So while it does seem like the next cut will be down, they might be taking a bit of a wait and see approach. So I think the controversy around her predecessor as early statements, which gave borrowers a little bit of hope that they shouldn't have given, maybe they're taking a more cautious approach in making sure they don't signal a rate cut too early. But the market consensus and the removal of that kind of pitch toward a future rate hike seems like the next move will be down.
Yes, very cautious. And as you said, understandably so from the Reserve Bank. But outside the central bank, what are, I guess, other economists and other experts who have a bit more freedom to make their own predictions and forecasts? What are they saying about the timing of any future rate cuts or potential rate cuts, I should say?
So it's interesting because it looks like experts and economists are quite divided on the timing of future rate cuts. So the big four, CBA is the most optimistic. They think the cash rate will drop to 2.85% by June 2025.
Wow.
Whereas the others are looking that it'll get to around 3% by 2025. Now, most of those big banks think around September or December for a cut, but we also need to look at the latest data release, which was the unemployment data, which also came out this week, which saw the jobless rate fall from 4.1 to 3.7%. So some experts think that those RBA cuts are a way away, but we need to kind of have a look at the economy overall, because while the unemployment rate might be going down, we are getting like a big influx of people into Australia. So it's interesting. It's pretty much consensus that the cut will come later this year. And the team at Mozo, we do think they may even come a little bit sooner. So we're thinking perhaps mid-year for that first cut.
So Rachel, getting into, I guess, a little bit more practical territory, because it's good to lay the framework, but what's likely to happen to deposit and mortgage rates for listeners out there if the RBA does start cutting the cash rate?
Yeah, so if the RBA does decide to cut the cash rate, it's great news for borrowers, because especially those on variable rates, as those mortgage rates will start to come down. We do think that banks will pass on that first cut pretty quickly to avoid being called out by the media. But interestingly, although savings rates will also start to come down with that RBA first rate cut, We do actually see in the savings space, it's a little bit different. So it's not as in line with the RBA moves as mortgage rates. So banks have passed on more of those hikes to borrowers with mortgages than they have passed on those hikes to savers.
Classic.
It's interesting. So in the past, we've seen can take a couple of weeks, so between 2 and 20 days to pass on those rate hikes to mortgage holders. But yeah, we do think that banks will be quick to pass on that first cut so that they don't get called out.
And obviously, Rachel, you guys at Mozo, you track a lot of bank rates, mortgage rates, savings rates, a whole bunch of different financial rates. Are you already seeing any movement from banks or lenders in, I guess, anticipation of cuts to come?
Yeah, so we have seen a bit of movement, especially in the fixed rate space. So we're seeing a lot of lenders. I think in the first couple of weeks of March, we saw 275 fixed rate cuts, which is quite a lot. But a lot of those are coming from smaller lenders. So we're yet to see the big four cut their fixed rates. But when you're looking at, I guess, mortgage rate cuts outside of a hiking or cutting cycle, that's usually smaller lenders trying to stand out. Mm-hmm. And as the mortgage wars from the big banks are kind of coming to an end, these smaller lenders have an opportunity to shift rates here and there to kind of come to that top of the rate leader table.
Yep, makes a lot of sense. Sticking on, I guess, homeowners with a mortgage there, Rachel, is there anything that they could or should be doing now to prepare for, you know, lower rates if they do come in the future?
Yeah, so I think the two key things that I want to tell borrowers is we recently, Mozo did some research for part of our home loan report for 2024, and we found that 42% of Australian mortgage holders didn't know their interest rate.
Wow.
Now, yeah, so you might know how much you're paying, but if you don't know the rate you're on, you can't compare that to others on the market to see if you can get a better deal. So the first thing is know your rate, know the type of home loan you're on, and kind of have a little bit of a look deeper into the loan documentation. It might not be exciting, but it is important to really understand the rate that you're paying. The second is if you can afford to maintain, like if those rate cuts do start to come through, if you can afford to maintain how much you're paying, that can really help kind of cut the interest over the loan term. Mm. We also found like there's a few little tricks we found. So if you halve your monthly repayment and make that payment fortnightly, you end up making 2 extra repayments a year. So instead of 24 fortnightlies, you do 26. And that could save you. We did a calculation on a $500,000 loan, principal and interest, over 25 years. And that was $111,000 of interest saved.
Jeez, that is a
heap. Yeah. So because interest is calculated daily and home loans are decades of debt, it's like the most expensive thing you'll probably ever buy. It's really important that you know your rate and you try and get a lower rate. And if not, perhaps even increasing how often you pay could end up really paying off over the long term. But I guess now in general, the question is like, do you fix or not, right? Like that's people fixed rates are a little bit lower at the moment than variables. So you might be wondering whether you should fix. And I think from the team at Mozo, we've been talking about this. And I think, you know, maybe fixing for a year could be a way to save a little bit over that term. But if you're fixing for 3 to 5 years and the RBA then cuts variable rates by more than that, essentially, you're going to end up kind of stuck in a rate that's higher than what everyone's paying. So there's a few variables at play there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I guess it's the opposite of what happened to people during the pandemic when fixed rates were really low and some people, you know, locked in, and then others who didn't were on those variable rates that just started rising and rising and rising in the last couple of years and ended up getting, I guess, a little bit more caught out. Rachel, shifting focus to savers now, because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, don't have a mortgage and but do have money in a, you know, savings account or a term deposit. Is there anything that people in that situation should consider doing at the moment if rates are expected to drop in the future?
Yeah, so I guess in the savings space, it's interesting because you have those at-call savings accounts with bonus rates, base rates that you'll get kind of every month. But you also have obviously the term deposits, which aren't as exciting. but they can get you a better rate. We have seen cuts from both term deposit rate leaders and, you know, bonus savings rates leaders. I guess a word of caution is that we have seen rate cuts in term deposits, but those longer terms, we are kind of, they're not that great, essentially. So you need to make sure that if you are putting your money in a term deposit, that you're going to get the best rate that you can. And with those longer terms, I guess those 4 or 5 year terms, there is more of a risk you're taking with where those kind of rates will go. But yeah, I think in the savings space, it's if you can afford to lock away your money, those TD rates will keep coming down. So if you can afford to lock away some money for a year at a good rate, that can be a great return, but you do have to make sure you can lock it away, because with term deposits, you can actually end up with some, if you don't leave it in for the full term, you can end up getting no interest at all. So that's really important. And I think also one key tip for people who are looking for a high interest savings account, if you're not good at meeting the bonus conditions, so checking your account and making sure you meet those each month, there are some really high base rates. So we do have one base rate from Australian Unity, who's obviously trying to get some attention, with a 5.20% base rate. And our highest bonus is 5.55. So there's some options out there. I guess the key is to think about whether you can afford to lock your money away and whether you can meet those conditions to make sure you get the best interest rate on those accounts.
Really good point. And always love to hear about a generous base rate at the moment. That's the kind of account that I like using myself, because I am lazy and I don't want to have to jump through those hoops, but that's just me. Rachel, I guess we're ultimately going to have to wait and see what happens with rates, but at least we are a little bit more prepared now. So thank you so much for your time today and for coming on the show, and we'll look forward to having you back on Friends with Money in the future.
Thanks so much, John, for having me.
You are very welcome. That's it for this episode of the Friends of Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, we'll be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.